before you take a sip, yes. Mr. Bowden, I'm now recording. We're in the Market Porter, which is in Borough Market in London, around the corner from London Bridge and South Bank and places like that. But you know this already because you're here.
Yes.
And you're desperate for a drink, aren't you?
Yes.
And I'm holding you back from your drink. Would you like to just smell it for me and tell me what it smells like?
More than... I can't really smell it, to be honest. It doesn't really smell an awful lot.
Oh, right, okay.
Can I smell it?
You can. You can smell it. Have we got the same beer, then?
Yes.
All right, okay. And what does it taste like, then, Mark?
It's quite sweet, actually, and quite light. It's got deceptively dark colour.
Okay. All right, okay, I shall give this a go now. I'm going to have a smell, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. It smells of...
Not a lot.
Honeydew melon, I would say.
Okay.
Such a generic thought, I can't really smell it.
Mixed with syrup. And daisies.
Daisies.
And now I'm going to take a sip, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Well, that's quite light, actually.
Yes, that's what I said. Light, sweet, on the face.
What's it called?
Classic. I didn't get my own
brewery.
There are a few things, certainly. It's not like the old bell. Well, maybe your definition of loads is...
No, not my definition.
Their definition. They, mysterious they. They who say a lot but never come.
My Krabby's ginger beer tastes very good, thank you.
You know what I say?
My Krabby's ginger beer tastes very nice as well.
And what does it smell of, Jake?
A slight hint of ginger,
right. And when you taste it, what's the overriding taste?
I would say it's ginger.
Would you? And the colour?
Ginger.
Well, that's astounding. We've learned something today. I've never quite understood ginger beer.
Why? Which bit?
It's a bit the gingery level.
You don't understand ginger? Is ginger an abstract concept?
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we should make an exhibition for all I take. Titled Ginger, what is it?
What is it? I might just ask Siri.
And you can have like an a question mark in the colour ginger.
In the colour ginger, yeah.
On the wall. And then various, you know, and then you can say, is it like a cat? Is it like a bat?
Yes. Is it like a ball?
Exactly.
A ball to go over the back. Is it like a carrot?
No, it's not like a carrot.
Is it not like a carrot? Is it like a radish?
What, ginger?
Yeah, ginger. Yeah. It's an important question.
Is it like a radish?
I don't think so. I think it's a root vegetable. It's like potato, actually.
Potato?
Yeah, root vegetable.
A tuber.
And
your rhubarb.
A tuber, like a French horse.
Yes.
It's like a
French girlfriend.
It's like a French horse. Ginger is like a French horse.
Yes.
Excellent. Whilst we're here and we're talking to this audio boo thing, what did we think of our earlier meal?
Fantastic. Better than food in China, actually.
Hachi.
What about it?
Good eat.
And a lot of different choices. Well, you don't have to choose, but you can taste a lot of things.
That was perfect from my point of view, because I can never make my mind up when going to a restaurant. So just having it delivered to me on a plate, literally, it was pretty good. The radishes were gorgeous.
I like the radish cake as well.
Yeah, the radish cake. That was good. So, yeah. And the sea bass.
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
But it just feels like if you want anything more, and then you've only got like 3 dumplings. If you want more dumplings, what are you going to do? You have to ask for more dumplings.
It's true, it's true. Well, you could probably ask for more. You could say, actually, next time you go back, say, actually, I really liked the radishes. Could I just have a huge bowl of radishes?
And nothing else.
And nothing else.
And they'd say, that's very cost effective. Yes, of course you can.
So that was Hunan. Hunan? Yeah. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Hunan.
Hunan.
Yeah.
Hunan.
It's actually.
It's the auntie of who?
Who's Nan?
Who's Nan?
Doctor Who's Nan.
Doctor Who's Nan. Well, it's actually. Nan means south. Oh. So we have Hunan and Hubei. Bei means the north. So it's divided by a lake. So lake is Hu in Chinese.
So it's Lake South?
Yeah, south of the lake. And this lake is famous because it's freshwater lake. It's kind of a really famous in the early days for its agriculture contribution for the country. Yeah, and for the culture as well.
So, thank you, Jane. That's really interesting.
And that's where Chairman Mao comes from.
Well, and actually, he would come from somewhere that's fresh and sparkling and that does a good line in Little Red Books. Yeah. Excellent. Who?
Chairman Mao.
Yeah.
Mao. Is that not Cat?
It is.
So he's Cat. Chairman Cat. I've only just thought of that. Chairman Cat.
You can't say that. What if a Chinese people hear it?
You heard me. You didn't seem to provide.
What if other Chinese people hear it?
Chairman Cat.
Will he be in trouble?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so.
Is it a capital offence, do we think?
Probably.
Yeah.
To highlight the fact that his surname means cat.
What was his first name?
Chem. Yeah. What is his first name?
Mao. First name. Our family name is Mao. First name is Zedong.
Zedong Mao. Yeah. Mao Zedong.
Yeah.
Zedong.
Zedong. Zedong. Mao Zedong. Yeah. Okay, of course it is. Idiot, Robert. Of course I should know that.
Right.
No, because it is a known thing. You know, I should know.
Oh, okay.
Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong.
Is this famous?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is quite famous. He's like, like the Justin Bieber of the past, you know.
Oh, I see. Yes. No, but Mao.
But he didn't really drive up and down streets that fast, and he didn't sing rubbish music.
Baby, oh.
No. And then drive up, yes, and get arrested. And...
No. I mean, apart from that, very simple.
Similar hairstyle.
They agree.
Yes.
I think the hairstyle is a bit different as well.
Do you think so?
I believe. Ah. Oh, do you know there's an interesting fact? He never got any hair. Any beard or moustache all his life.
Really?
He doesn't have any.
He was just good at shaving.
No, he doesn't have any.
That was just a myth. Every morning, he was up for hours, scrupulously removing every hair.
Plug every hair.
If any other Chinese people are listening to this, please don't murder me. I have nothing against the great Mao. Although I'm not a big fan of cats, I have to say.
Mao.
Meow.
So it would be offensive to call him Chairman Mimi.
That's cute.
Mimi is Kitty.
Kitty?
Yeah.
Chairman Kitty. What? Because he holds all the money.
Yes.
This conversation is degenerating somewhat. Well, that assumes it started off somewhere good, but...
How's your beer?
Beer's fine. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a standout beer, but...
It's a good start.
It's a good start, yeah.
I feel that we can progress from this beer.
Do you? Okay. Progress to where?
Well, onwards and upwards, obviously.
Oh, I see. Do you think you can progress from your beer, Chick?
I think her beer probably be that's probably hers for the night.
Oh, I see.
I did drink quite a lot. It's about one or fifth.
Is it an alcoholic ginger beer?
Of course.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's a,
of course.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes. Crabbies.
Yeah.
Are you calling her crabby?
Yes, she does get very crabby.
Sure, he's so rude, isn't he?
No.
Poor Chick.
I want to be more.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I might progress to a cider later.
Do they come back to the witnesses if you want a divorce? You know, do I get a say in whether you're allowed a divorce or not?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, dear.
We didn't have an awful lot to say whether we got married or not, either, to be honest. That's a say as such. You got to say a lot. An awful lot.
Well, I thought it was quite short, really. You know, I kept it brief.
Did you see Sherlock? Oh, you already seen Sherlock, really? You know, someone to tell you.
No, I haven't seen Sherlock.
He did quite a long
speech. Did he do a long speech, too?
He did a very long speech at Dr. Watson's wedding. And Chick said, oh, it's almost as long as Robert's. Not quite. It was an entire episode.
For the audio boot, my best man's speech ran to about 11 minutes.
Yes, felt like an eternity. It was very good.
It was quite nice, though, wasn't it? Was
yes, it was very good. Lots of people came after the wedding and said how good it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes. And I think even some of them even meant it.
And some of them were talking about the speech.
Yes.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Mwah. Mwah. It's kisses.
Oh, is that the word for kiss? Mwah.
No, that's ting ting.
Ting ting.
Ting
ting ting ting ting ting.
No, she's got a friend called Ting Ting, don't you?
Yeah, Ting Ting.
Really?
But is it Kiss Kiss, her name?
No.
Or does it just sound very similar?
It sounds very similar. It's completely different things.
Ah. Is one is Ting Ting a name or is it a... does it mean something
else?
Just a name.
I thought Tintin was a character who in Belgium. Who, in Belgium or was it in the Netherlands? I can't remember.
Netherlands, I think. And I think in the Netherlands it's called something else. I've got the Tintin's called something else over there. What's it called?
I don't know.
Because it's one of Martin's favourite characters.
Well, audiobook, I hope you enjoyed that. I'm now going to say au revoir, chin chin, auf Wiedersehen, pet.
Zaitien.
What was that?
Zaitien.
Zaitien.
Yes.
Zaitien. What does that mean?
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Good.
Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit.
No. Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit. Bonne nuit.
Good night.
Tschüss. Moin moin.
No, that's Wa'an.
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 Good night.
Wa'an. So it is Wa'an from him.
And good night from her.